So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today I'm really blessed. I'm joined by someone, I love that my show travels all around the world because it's I get to vicariously be all over the planet. And my next guest, Marina McQueen, is just a beautiful being. She is expansive and energetic, and she knows how to talk to the planet. She's really interesting. She's an author in a brand new book. Welcome, Marina.
Hi, Erica, and hi, everybody listening now and in the future.
Yeah, and where are you in the world? Where am I catching you today?
Well, today I'm in Cambridge in the UK.
Okay.
And it's actually traditional summer weather, which means that it's raining.
I could have used rain a few days ago. It's been like in the 103s here in San Jose, California. Oh my gosh, I don't do 103 very well.
That's hot.
I think it's a little cooler today, but it's a little too early to tell. So, one of the topics we've been kind of having fun with lately is what is it about choosing for oneself that goes so against all of society's like hows? And one of the things we talked about, just chatted about before the show started, was I'm the mom of three teenagers. And how is it possible to choose for yourself when you have a family? I mean, how can you even do that?
Well, that is such a great question, and we've all had that experience of being in a family and trying to actually find a way through that. The choice that works for us might, on the surface, not seem to work for somebody else. But what I found over and over, and what I'm hoping now to consciously model for my new stepdaughter, who's joining our family soon, is that the choice that works for us will actually work for everybody else as well. It might not look like it to begin with, and there may be some resistance and pushback, but actually, for me, staying in my choice and expanding out and receiving the judgment and allowing it, that person to have their point of view, actually increases my capacity for my choice. And holding that space, being that space, is also an invitation for other people to see that they can choose that as well.
Just the way you talked about it, because being a book publisher, I don't talk about too much on the show, but I hold the space for people's books. It's like before they're created, and I start visioning them with the people, and then we start really giving them space. And it's an interesting experience because the book starts having more space and starts being more space and starts enjoying that space. And it's very interesting the way you talked about like giving it space. I just kind of like that felt like something that I do. You know what I'm saying? Like that seemed like something that I do, but not really knowing that I do it. You know what I'm saying?
I do actually, Erica, and I remember the first time that we talked on your radio show, and you said something to me about space, and the way that you expressed that, and it wasn't even with the words, it was your spacious energy really opened it up for me so
Oh,
much
baby.
more. It was so wonderful, and all of my experiences with you have been about that space. So
Yeah.
When I had the invitation from you to contribute to this book, wow, the space of that, I was like, yeah, baby, I'm so having that.
So tell us a little bit about your chapter.
Wow, it was so much fun to write this chapter. It's the lightness of choosing for me, and a lot of the time, as we've just touched upon, it actually might not be that popular. And it's about really having that question, which I ask myself, is if I'm feeling stuck or that I can't express myself, I just ask, what unpopular point of view do I love to pretend everyone will hate?
Oh my goodness, that was like a mind f. Go a little slower. I didn't follow that, sweetie.
Okay, let me do it again. What unpopular point of view
Okay, unpopular point of view. So, a point of view, what point of view could I have that I'm pretty sure people won't like? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Do I love
Okay.
To pretend
Uh-huh.
everyone will hate. Yeah.
You know, that reminds me, because you know what that made me think of? I had this hockey tournament, and I was in Los Angeles, and if the girls won, we were going to stay till Sunday, but if they lost, we had to go home on Saturday, or we could go home. I didn't say have to. So I did the unpopular thing, and I only reserved the room through Saturday, because my knowing was we'd be done. But I was happy, like I would happily have gotten a room for another night. Like it was no biggie. You know what I'm saying? Like I would have been joyful to have that problem of needing to reserve a room for Saturday night. But I didn't. I just booked it through Saturday. And so as everybody else was like coming back all bummed, my kids were all happy because we were going home and we had to rent a car. It was a really nice convertible. So we're like packing up and getting ready to go. And all the other families had booked through Sunday. And they were like so bummed. And then one by one, they all came down and the hotel let them all break their reservations. And pretty soon, everybody was like happy. But it was a very unpopular choice to book only through Saturday. Can you even feel the judgment on that?
Yeah, exactly. And this is the what I see so running through people's lives in so many different ways, is that I cannot choose for me because somebody will think this of me, or they'll judge me for that, or I'll be selfish, etc., unsupportive, and all the rest of it. So, and people who have a lot of space or like a lot of space in their lives really tend to have a point of view about the way life is and can be that is really thought to be unpopular. And so specifically I'm thinking about people who have mental health diagnosis, for example.
Yeah.
They have very unpopular points of view about life, and actually their knowing about life is very unpopular.
Well, I'm gonna be really excited to be unpopular now. I didn't ever thought it could be so much fun. You know, this just opens up worlds for me. So thank you. I mean, I do like sitting by myself a lot. Now I'll just really own it. You know, I'll just go sit over here by myself and read, because that makes me happy. So thank you so much for coming, Marina. It always goes by way too fast. Tell us how we can reach you and find out more about you.
Please contact me on mcqueenconsulting@gmail.com, and I would absolutely love to hear and chat with anybody from the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica.